Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 127, the stanzas 5 through 8. The kings and nations raged in pride. He spake, the earth did melt away. The Lord of hosts is on our side, our Father's God, our strength and stay. And what follows? 127, the stanzas 5 through 8. read a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of Esther and there of chapter 9. Esther 9. And now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was stern to the contrary, that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Pir-Shandetha, and Delphan, and Aspatha, and Paratha, and Elia, and Adartha, and Pir-Meshtha, and Erisei, and Eridei, and Vayezatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they. But on the spoil lay they not their hand. On that day the number of those that were slain and chosen the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? And now what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? Or what is thy request further, and it shall be done? Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also, according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives. and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000. But they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rest of day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were a chosen assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hamath, death of the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and at Casper, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim and their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Raymond and Sarah the Cock, and Mr. and Mrs. Cornell and Michaela the Cock, who were both blessed with the birth of a son, and the family of Jake Van Leer with the death of Jake's sister, the third sister in a short time, Mrs. Laney Drisa, the widow of the late Reverend Drisa of the Netherlands at the age of 84. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and then thy good hand has been over us and our children in this day, where thou hast graciously watched over us in the home, on the way at work, wherever we were called to be. Then thou wast not done as we deserve. If thou had done so, dealt according to our sins, then we would no longer have a place upon the earth. Then it is also thy good hand that has brought us and our children within the walls of thy house, under thy word and eternal testimony, and so far that it was possible and there was desire. May we be humbled under thy goodness. Wilt thou grant a tongue to praise thee? And then thou wast not only spared life hitherto in this week, but thou wast gladdened and blessed to fathers and mothers for the second time both in their married life with the birth of a little son. Thou wast spared life, thou wast given life. Ah, wilt thou grant a humble place, a little bewonderment, where every child is truly a wonder of the Lord. And the psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Ah, Lord, thou knowest. Then there shall be gladness, but that true thankfulness, that is a work wrought by thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou further strengthen the mothers? Remember those parents with their added blessing, but also with their added responsibility. Another soul entrusted unto them as stewards. A child that had a beginning shall never cease, ah, Lord. Wilt thou graciously remember those little children, where surely it is a dark, a serious, and a solemn time, but ah, there is still a church to be gathered. Then another family have received tidings from the Netherlands, where in such a short time it is pleased thee by the cold hand of death to take a third sister out of their midst. We commend that whole family circle unto thee. Remember him in the Bethesda with his weakness, and where there are many concerns, thou hast hitherto spared him and taken those three sisters away. Lord, wilt thou remember all the mourning ones amongst us. Then in this day, a special day, a day that has been set aside, when we are called to pause and to consider the many that have sacrificed so much, so many, that have sacrificed everything. They have given their lives on the battlefield. Many others have returned injured, maimed for life, and that not only with the body, but also with the mind. There are still a few in the land of the living that have experienced the world war. Also, many things shall be vividly imprinted upon their memories. Ah, Lord, then in former days, then thou hast come over the earth, the whole earth, with thy great and heavy judgments to punish the children of men for their manifold and great sins. And, ah, Lord, thou wast granted liberty from the enemy, from the oppressors. Then thou granteth many liberties to many countries. We may still enjoy those freedoms and those liberties where so much blood has flown, also rivers of tears for the loved ones that have left to go to the battlefield and that have never returned, that were buried in foreign countries. But, O Lord, we live in a time that sin is multiplying as never before. The devil only has but a short time, attempting to erase even the two roses out of paradise. And that is thy Lord's day and the institution of marriage. Ah, may we be given to be wonder thy patience, that also in our country we may still have so many freedoms and so many liberties, that there is not yet a war also in our country. We must say with the prophet of old, the crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. But, O Lord, the liberties, they are being eroded. The sign of thy second coming, the manifold signs, they are visible. The footsteps of King Jesus are being heard. And to that end, may we be given to consider the times also. Everything that has transpired the last year and a half, that thou wert waiting to be gracious, waiting for thy church to repent from their evil and worldly ways. O Lord, wilt thou bring us in the dust, a low place at thy footstool, a confession of our sins, a turning unto thy word, and a humbly begging thee that thou may do a great work by thy Spirit in the midst of us and our children. May we be given to hasten for our life's sake and find a hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. We remember all the nations of the earth. Remember also our nation, all in high authority. The Prime Minister, O Lord, do open his eyes. Wilt thou turn him? Wilt thou remember him also as a soul? He shall have to give an account. Wilt thou remember all the provinces, also our province? Remember our premier, all those that stand at his side, the different governments of the cities, of the towns, also of this town. We may acknowledge thee that the number that are sick is decreasing. Remember all in the medical field, all the work in the emergency departments, and, oh Lord, then there are many difficulties that our youth are confronted with, but wilt thou grant that thy holy word may be thy guide, that they may be given to lay it all before the Lord and simply trust in thee, oh Lord, put them not to shame. Wilt thou show unto them that thou wast everything in thy hand, that thou art a wonder-doing God, it is written in thy word, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it with us whoever he willeth, as the waters in the river. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, the sick relatives, the crosses, the burdens. Lord, in a world where there is so much hatred and so much division and so much separation and so much divorce, oh, wilt thou be mindful of our family circles? Grant that love may abound. May thy holy word, may that have a central place, may it be the end of all gainsaying. Above all things, Lord, do richly bless thy holy word in the church, in the family circles, and in the Christian school. Ah, do bless thy word in this evening hour. May it be for the conversion of sinners. Ah, then surely it shall be a special service to be remembered. But wilt thou also remember thy children, that there may be a little partaking of the spoil of the cross of Calvary? Then it shall also be an unforgettable service. Wilt thou bind the devil, give a little rest in thy house? May all the cares be left outside of the church doors. Wilt thou anoint with fresh oil from above? May thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou not deal according as we deserve? Ah, be then a surprising God. Dwell richly amongst us, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, that warfare between the two kingdoms has begun in paradise, shall continue to the end of the world, and that warfare shall only become more severe. But, oh, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. May we have a place under his banner. Lord, be mindful of us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 120, Psalter 224, the six stanzas. O God, no longer hold thy peace, no longer silent be. Thy enemies lift up their head to find thy saints and thee, and what follows, 224, the six stanzas. Beloved congregation, this day has been set aside in our country as a day of remembrance that we and our children, in the midst of many blessings, with yet many liberties, that we may be given to pause and consider the heavy and the many sacrifices that have been made in the times past, especially during World War I and World War II. Then November 11, Remembrance Day, that dates back to 1918. We're on the 11th month, the 11th day, and at the 11th hour, in a railroad dining car in France, that the Allies have met with the Germans, and that they have agreed to stop their fighting. Yet the war has not officially come to an end before the Treatise of Versailles on June 28, 1919. Then in this day, then we are called to remember the many that have sacrificed so much, yea, the many that have sacrificed all. Were also so many young men were sent overseas. What a parting that was for the family circles, parents, to bid their sons farewell, wives their husbands, girlfriends their boyfriends, and then without communication to live in that fear with all the unknowns, not knowing whether their loved ones were alive or dead. Then the statistics in World War Number One, then many times the Canadian dead, they are reckoned among the British from the British Empire, but the number is 908,000. In World War Number Two, then there were about 70 million that have fought in all the battles all over the earth. 17 million of them have died. And concerning the Canadians, 37,476 and 53,000 were wounded. The total number that has been killed on the war fronts, but also civilians, that is estimated at about 60 million. What a rivers of blood have been shed. What a rivers of tears have flowed. Because for each one of those deaths, a family circle that has been plunged into bitter mourning. Then also in the cenotaph of Pitcher Butte, do you know what that is, boys and girls? That is that stone monument with a point by the park, and on that cenotaph then there is a plaque where it tells us these have given sacrifice their lives in World War II. Maybe even a few boys and girls that can tell me, maybe your father and mother have took you and showed you it. Maybe there are a few that can tell in this evening how many names are written on that monument. There are 12 names. Undoubtedly, a younger man also with their dreams, with their expectation, about that have sacrificed their lives for the liberties and the freedoms that we may still enjoy. Although those freedoms and liberties, they are being quickly eroded. Then not only so many have given their lives, but many have returned wounded, maimed according to the body, but also so many that have been maimed in their mind, that wives, they receive different husbands back with different personalities, many nightmares, many difficulties, many of them that have seen terrible things in the war. Many have not spoken of them sometime. Many years later, they opened up, but vivid impressions that have remained with them for the remainder of their lives. Then what a terrible thing that war is. A few of our older ones, they still remember the war from their childhood, but for most of us, we do not know. We can read about it, but we do not know what war is, what terrible things have taken place on the front lines, concentration camps. Think of the Holocaust, 6 million Jews murdered. And that warfare continues to this day. The warfare has been declared already in Genesis 3 verse 15 between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And also when we consider many wars, also the world wars, oh, it is true, much political, much concerned trade, pride. But then we also see in most of the wars that it is also the warfare between the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Remembrance Day 2021. Still a time under all the solemn callings of the Lord, that we may still reap the many benefits and blessings of what former generations have sacrificed. And to that end, how fitting and how necessary it is that we and our children may be given to pause and remember all these things. Many times in the USA, then we were vividly reminded of the many that have served in the armed forces, where there was a time in the USA that young men were drafted that they had to serve for a certain time, and also concerning the later wars, Korea, Vietnam, and other wars. And when such a one, when he was buried, then the veterans, they have always asked whether there could be military honors, which of course was always agreed upon. And then when such a one was buried, then the veterans, they stood on guard at the cemetery. And then the coffin was covered with the flag of the United States of America. The coffin was carried, placed upon the grave. And then after there was spoken out of God's word the solemnity of life, then it was given over to the veterans. And then first they would fire their rifles several times. Then in the background another veteran on his musical instrument, he would play a solemn morning song. And then two veterans would come to the coffin, one at each end, showing their last respect. And then that large flag would be folded up in a special way, 12 folds. Each fold had a special meaning. And then after the flag was folded in a square, then one of the veterans would go to the widow or to the family circle, thanking the family circle for the sacrifices, willing to serve in the armed forces. And then they received that flag as a gift. Remembrance Day 2021, how long shall it yet be? That we may still live with peace and with many liberties, where the devil has but a short time in this evening with the Lord's help. We have thought to speak from Esther 9, verse 28. Esther 9, verse 28, where God's word and our text reads thus, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Our text words speak of Purim, the remembrance day of the Jews. Three thoughts. First, the reason for this remembrance day. Secondly, the difficulties concerning this remembrance day. And thirdly, the manner of this remembrance day. Thus first, the reason for this remembrance day. Then the book of Esther. I think some of our boys and girls maybe know it, that the name, that it is a book especially that speaks of the deeds and the wonders of the Lord. And then in this book has taken place approximately in the year 383 before the birth of Christ. Thus after the rebuilding of the temple, which was finished in the year 516, but before the time that Nehemiah has returned to Jerusalem to repair the walls in the year 445. And then in the book of Esther, then we clearly see the warfare between the kingdom of the serpent and the kingdom of the woman, that in this book, that the devil has done his utmost, that the Jewish nation would be destroyed, that the Lord Jesus Christ would not be born, and to that end, a church would not be saved, and then all the children of men, they would be the subjects of Satan. But then the Lord has intervened. Oh, that wicked Haman, a decree has been made. Oh, in the wonderful providence of the Lord, the lot has been cast. And we read in Proverbs 16, verse 33, that the lot is cast, and the whole disposal thereof is of the Lord. Then in the special providence of the Lord, then the lot was cast the first month. But then the lot for that degree to would be, then it would be executed. That was on the 13th day of the 12th month. And then our boys and girls, we know the history. Oh, that Esther, in the Lord's providence, she became the queen. And then she has said those precious words. Oh, she was willing to sacrifice for her people, so I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish. And then in the Lord's providence, then the second time she sat down with on the banquet with the king and Haman, then she has declared it was that wicked Haman that has made that decree that the Jewish people, that they would be destroyed. And now in chapter 8, in chapter 7, then Haman was hung on the gallows that he has made for Mordecai. But now in Esther 8, then an Esther has come into a need. Oh, a great need, an unbearable need. What a blessing it is when there may be Esthers that may become so exercised with her people. And so when Esther has said, we read those special words in Esther 8 verse 6. Oh, with everything that has taken place, oh, it is true. The Jewish people, they have received a special hope, special providential happenings when they have heard that Haman was hanging on the gallows. Ah, for the Jewish people, then Jesus must be born. Has the Lord not promised it? Oh, for the Jewish people, when they have heard what has taken place thus far, that Haman was hanging on the gallows, they have received hope and encouragement. But the decree of King Ahasuerus that has been sealed with the ring of the king, it is the rule of the Medes and the Persians that a decree and a law can never be altered. And so when Esther came into need with that decree, oh, I hope that there may be souls that may be exercised with another decree. And that is what the Lord has spoken to our covenant head Adam in Genesis 2 verse 17, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that decree can never be overturned, because the Lord is a God of truth. He is an unchangeable God. He is a God that cannot lie. And therefore that decree, that must be executed in all our lives. Oh, blessed that people that may become exercised with that decree, and that is given to bow and given to agree with that decree, but that it becomes such an unbearable burden, because the Lord has a people that cannot miss the Lord. But now when Esther, she became busy with her people, oh, she has come to the king by renewal, and the king has held out that golden scepter. Oh, we must come to our text. Oh, but what an encouragement the scriptures give for those Esthers. Ah, she has not been turned away. It is written that she has received all her requests. Oh, each time she has come, then the king has held out that golden scepter. She had not the promise as the people of God, where there is mercy for sinners. But now we read in Esther 8 verse 6, for how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? That became the burden for Esther, and to that end she was willing to sacrifice. And then the king has declared that the decree of the Medes and the Persians, that it may never be altered. But now the king has given permission to Mordecai to write another decree, and that the Jews may defend themselves. Oh, in the history of Esther, it is only a faint type of that degree in the Council of Peace, where the Trinity is counseled away. Oh, that did not annul that first degree, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But in that degree, a way was made, that degree in Genesis 2 verse 17 would be fully executed, but it was a way that the church may be saved and that the Father's attributes may be glorified. Oh, then that second degree, and then we read, oh, also with the first degree that has come to the Jewish people of death, then the posts were hastened on horses, mules, dromedaries, and other animals. Haste was necessary. But now for the Jewish people that were lying under the sentence of death, oh, how they must have begged the God of heaven whether there could be a deliverance. Ah, they had no way, and they had no wisdom. But Mordecai, oh, he has called the scribes, and then they have written another decree that the Jews were permitted to defend themselves. And then by renewal of those posts, they were hastened, because the kingdom of Ahasuerus, that was a large kingdom. We have heard it from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces. Oh, the Jews were dispersed. They were lying under the sentence of death. But now the posts were hastened to the end of his kingdom. And then we read at the end of chapter 8, oh, that among the Jews, when they have received that degree, oh, first, and Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Oh, it was an encouragement for the Jews that Mordecai is left in royal estate. Oh, what a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ that sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Then the Jews were given to rejoice. Oh, for the church of God. Oh, for those daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, for seeking souls. And then there is a more precious degree that the Father has given a Son. He has come. Oh, he has sacrificed all. He has given his life. He has paid such a rich dowry. Oh, he sets his people free. Then what a message that is for seeking souls that have learned that they cannot pay their debt, that they cannot save themselves. And now in this chapter, then the day was approaching, the 13th day of the 12th month, that the enemies, because the enemies, they were permitted to kill young and old, women and children. Ah, the mercies of the wicked are cruel. When we think of the world wars, when we read of concentration camps, then how true it is that when the Lord leaves man to himself, all by nature inclined to hate God and my neighbor, that they have become less than the beast of the world. Oh, the enemies, they were looking forward to the day that they could slaughter the Jews, and they were permitted to take all the spoil. But as they have heard what has taken place, They have heard that Mordecai, that he has taken the place of Haman, that he has received much power, much authority. And then we read that many enemies, they have become Jews. They have joined themselves to that despised people. Has that now taken place in our life congregation? I think our boys and girls can understand that it was wisdom when they have seen that place of Mordecai and how that the Lord has blessed and watched over the Jewish people in such a special way. Oh, that the God of the Jews, that he was the mighty God, that it was very wise of many people that they have joined themselves to the Jews. And has that now taken place in our life? Have we joined ourselves to the people of God? Have we made that good choice by the grace of God? Oh, we have heard it already so often of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he has everything in his hand, the psalmist. And Psalm 99, verse 1 has said, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. Then we would do well. And then we would be wise if we would place ourselves under the banner of King Jesus. Maybe one says, but can we do that? Oh, I would say, try it. Do what your hand finds to do. And then the Spirit shall teach you. But many Jews, many people have joined themselves to the Jews, but we can understand when that 13th day of the 12th month has approached, oh, what a prayers must have been offered up. How the family circles must have come on their knees and begged the Lord earnestly. They were given permission to defend themselves, but was but a weak and a feeble people. What a prayers must have risen. How is it with us, congregation? When we think of the seriousness of the time, the footsteps of King Jesus being heard, are we also many times on our knees asking the Lord to remember us, asking the Lord to work lovingly and irresistibly by his Holy Spirit, that we may receive a place under the banner of King Jesus? Then it shall be well for time and for eternity. We have heard it, that they have gathered in cities, undoubted, gathered in buildings, boarded up the windows, shut the doors, and then the 13th day of the 12th month has come, and the enemies in their bitter enmity, they have let themselves loose upon the Jewish people. But the Lord has helped them in the city of Shushan. Esther has become before the king. King has asked her concerning the day 500 in Shushan were slain, and also the 10 sons of Haman. And then concerning the other portions of the kingdom, as 75,000 of the enemies were slain. But Esther, Mordecai, they had foresight. The revenge of the enemy shall never give up. And therefore Esther has asked of the king to receive permission that also the 14th day feared, she was right, that the enemy in deep revenge, that they would try again to destroy the Jewish people. As Esther's asked that those 10 sons of Haman, that they would be hanged on the gallows, that all the people could see that his family was destroyed. And then on the next day, then we read that 300 more of the enemies were slain. Oh, we read in the book of Esther that all her petitions, they were answered. What an encouragement for true seekers, true beggars, true sires. Then I hear a sire say, but I must then not be an Esther, because I still have unanswered petitions. Are there a few such Esthers in my midst? Oh, let us remember, the Lord, He answers His time, His way. Our second thought, the difficulties concerning this Remembrance Day of the Jews. Oh, the devil, what a defeat. He had hoped. Haman as an instrument, what a terrible thing it is to be an instrument of the devil. Sometimes the Lord permits it to punish the inhabitants of the earth. How the Lord has punished the children of men with those world wars. But now the devil has been defeated. And what a thorn in his eye when he is given to see that his children are given to rejoice and sing the praises of the Lord. Oh, in a little way, restored the image of God, where the Lord has created mankind for His honor and for His glory. And now concerning the land, Shushan, that is fought for 2 days, but the rest of the country has only fought 1 day. And then the 14th day, that already that was a day of praising, of feasting, of joy for the Jewish people, that the enemy has not gained the overhand, that the Lord has granted them courage and help to defend Himself. It's written in a few times that the Jewish people have not laid their hand on the spoil. That was not what it was about. It was for their lives. Thus, in the rest of the country, already the 14th day, a day of joy, but in the city of Shushan, the capital of the Medes and the Persians, a few hundred miles to the east of Babylon, then they have fought 2 days, and to that end, they have kept and celebrated the 15th day. Thus, different thoughts in that large kingdom concerning which day that they ought to remember the wonderful deeds of the Lord, because our text that speaks of that Remembrance Day, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, and at the end nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. In Canada, November the 11th is called Remembrance Day. In the States, it is called the Veterans Day. But then the last Monday of May, they have another special day, which they call Memorial Day. Thus we find both in our text. And now Mordecai, that had great authority, that has received the king's ring to seal documents and decrees, then he was given the wisdom that he has ordained that both days would be kept in the whole kingdom in coming years to remember the wonderful works of the Lord. And then we first read of the letter of Mordecai in this chapter, but then we also read at the end in verse 29 the letter of Esther as confirmation. So we could see Mordecai was a letter of recommendation and Esther the queen a letter of confirmation. And then she is added with words of truth and peace. Our third thought, the manner of this Remembrance Day of the Jews. Let us first sing. 358. Let us sing 1, 2, and 3. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity, in transports then of joy and mirth, we praise the Lord of all the earth. 358, 1, 2, and 3. Purim, the Remembrance Day of the Jews. The reason for this Remembrance Day, the difficulties concerning this Remembrance Day, and now thirdly, the manner of this Remembrance Day. Then we have seen congregation that in the book of Esther, although the name of the God is not mentioned, that is wonderful works of providence are so clearly revealed. And now we read in our text, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. That is also instruction for us and our children, that we forget not the past, that we forget not the blood that has been shed for the many liberties that we may still have. And then concerning the feast, the Purim, comes from a word pure that means lot. Then we read three times that it was a time of feasting and gladness. And then Mordecai, we also read, is added a given gifts to the poor. The Jewish people. Undoubtedly Mordecai had an impression that if the Lord had allowed the enemies to destroy and to kill, all their possessions would have been gone. Thus, in a way of thanksgiving, in the way of thanksgiving to the God of heaven, who has given them that glorious victory, where the enemies were smitten with fear, then Mordecai has said that he must give gifts to the poor. That is also instruction for us, also on Remembrance Day. We live in times that many of our constitutional freedoms, and also the freedoms declared in God's holy word, that they are under attack. And then it is our calling to liberally support organizations that with the Lord's help are standing up for our constitutional freedoms. And we could broaden it out also for organizations that strive for the lives of the unborn. Oh, surely Mordecai had an impression. If the Lord had allowed the enemy to come, they would have had nothing to give. And let us remember, congregation, when we read in Revelation 13 of the mark of the beast, and those that have not the mark, they cannot buy and sell, then we do not read of any exceptions. Then money shall not help us. Let us say it this way. Then our possessions and our money can be a very great temptation to take the mark of the beast. Thus, when we draw lines from the Feast of Purim to our day, to the year of our Lord 2021, when it seems that Satan has but a short time, that we may be given to liberally support different organizations. Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells us that they have kept this feast. The 13th day, that was a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. Where do we hear of those things? Then the 14th day, then they have read, undoubtedly in the synagogues, they have read the history of Esther and the wonderful works of the Lord. And then on the morning of the 15th day, day of Exodus 17, where it speaks of the battle with the Amalekites. Thus we read, every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them that perish from their seed. Distressed, in different words, that the Jewish people were to never forget what the enemy has tried and the wonderful deliverance that the Lord has given. So it is also necessary and profitable for us that we remember all that has taken place, the blood that has been shed, and the tears that have flowed. In the Bible, then so often we read, it goes together. When the children of Israel have forgotten the Lord and His wonderful works and His help in ages past, that there was soon a great falling away from the institutions of the Lord. Thus, Remembrance Day, then we are called to remember many things. All the dead, the wounded, what the enemy, also the enemy of the church. We think of World War II, what an enmity against the Christian nations. Then we are called to remember the deliverance that the Lord has given, special providences, answered prayers, the suffering endured. Further, it is so necessary for us and our children that we read of the history of the church, but also what has taken place with the world wars. History. Think, boys and girls, what two words can we divide that into? History. His, we add an S, His story. That is history. That's God's providence. We have come to the winter months, and families, perhaps a nice thought, that together you go through the church history of Reuthel to see what our fathers have suffered. Read the persecution of the Huguenots, how it has begun. And it has ended in a massacre. When you read those chapters, then we can draw many lines to what has taken place in our days. Read the history of Germany, how it has went so subtly. Read about the Jewish people, how it has begun. At the end, 6,000 Jews murdered by Hitler. Not begin with those gas chambers. Study the history of Germany, and by renewal, can draw many lines. Read about the Holocaust, about different museums that have been erected, that we forget not the terrible things, what has taken place. Read of Armenia, the genocide in the year 1918. When we read those histories, then we shall be surprised, perhaps alarmed and shocked, how many lines we can draw to what has taken place in our day, Remembrance Day, to remember what a privilege it was that our country, Canada, the United States of America, war was not in our land, but that we were privileged to help. Remembrance Day, to be given to stand still and appreciate we are so quick to complain. Are the Western countries, they are still the envy of many other countries, but how long shall it be? Then further, Remembrance Day, that we are active, involved, that we speak to our leaders, those in authority, write letters, even for our young people, I think boys and girls. When the premier receives a letter from a boy or girl, let's say 10 or 12, maybe with a Bible text, I think maybe that will make more impression than from an older one, that we may let our voice be heard. I shall quote from America's God and Country, the encyclopedia by William Federer. I think I have said it before, but I've written it down. It was by Martin Niemöller. He has lived from 1892 to 1984. He was a German citizen during the Nazi regime, and he has stated, in Germany, they came first for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. And then they came for the Jews, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, no one was left to speak up. Then we hear a calling, not in the way of rebellion, but that we let our voice be heard to those whom the Lord has placed in authority over us, and also that we come with the Holy Word of God. Then on Remembrance Day, then it is necessary that it is a day of prayer, because with so many blessings, with so many privileges, then our country is steeped in sin. The blood of the unborn that crieth to heaven for vengeance. The Lord is not an idle onlooker. Prayer. Ah, let us stay closer to ourselves and his best people, that we stay with herself. Then we have enough to be ashamed. Ah, we have heard that exercise. I'm not saying that it is completely missing, but would it be my fervent? How can I endure to see the destruction of my people? How can I endure when so many souls are still for their own account? Remembrance Day, it would be well, a day of repentance, a day of returning. Remembrance Day, to be given to remember what so many have sacrificed all, have sacrificed their life. How is it with our sacrifice? And how is it with the government? Do we take advantage of the government? Honest on our tax returns, income expense side? Or do we try to steal from the government? Remembrance Day, to remember that the enemy has not changed. The enemy shall never give up. Is that warfare between the two kingdoms. Remembrance Day, than to be given to consider what are we willing to sacrifice. South Dakota, they have Mount Rushmore. There they have carved out of the mountain four heads of four former presidents. And then each day, or most days during the summer, then at the end, when they put the lights on, then there is a former veteran that speaks. And he speaks about what these presidents have done, what they have sacrificed for the welfare of their country. And then that last question of that man that was speaking, to send everyone home. Then he has said, and what are you doing for your country? What are you sacrificing? Remembrance Day in the Bible. Then we read of other remembrances. The Lord's Day. Then we remember each Lord's Day that Christ is risen indeed. Old Testament, the feasts, Feast of Remembrance, and the New Testament. Then Christ has instituted a special Feast of Remembrance, it is the Lord's Supper. If the Lord grants it, hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation in the coming month. Oh, then Christ has declared, do this in remembrance of me. And Christ, he has given all. If we consider the wars, then it was the one side against the other. But now the Lord Jesus Christ, he has given himself for enemies. Enemies of God. Enemies of free and sovereign grace. Remembrance Day 2021. May it be impressed upon our minds. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family. Do you hear, congregation? Every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of the wonderful deliverance that thou was granted unto the Jewish people. Thy wonderful providence. So also in the past wars, the world wars. Then thou wast not allowed the enemy to conquer. But thou was used means, the means were blessed. And the victory was won. Ah, Lord, may we not forget. Wilt thou turn us and our children, Lord? Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit? We may acknowledge thee that we could come together, yet a few words to speak. Wilt thou add thy blessing? May the family circles, may they be given to speak of these things, fathers and mothers, to their children. Wilt thou watch over us in the remainder of this week? Wilt thou graciously supply for the Sabbath day? Wilt thou help the consistory? Remember the elders that are called upon to read a sermon. Wilt thou grant them a sermon? May there be an Aaron's and hers. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. O Lord, by thee delivered, I thee with songs extol. of my foes thou hast not suffered to glory over my fall and what follows. Psalter 77, 1, 2, and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.